Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I need to know what's going on the grill. I need to know what's going on the smoker. And what you need to know is that it could kill you and make you sick. Did you see the meat recall yesterday?
Oh, I did not see this.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a recall for more than 62,000 pounds of raw beef due to E. coli concerns.
Oh.
Here are some things to keep in mind when checking your labels. The meat was packaged at the Aurora Packing Company in Illinois on April 19th, but it was shipped nationwide for distribution. And the products being recalled have a number on it, okay? 788 may end your life. Established, it's an establishment number. I didn't know.
These are the numbers on the meat?
Yes.
Those aren't prime numbers.
Well done. Well done.
That was good.
Thank you.
Established 788. Amongst the 40 products contaminated.
Oh, no.
Steak, ribeyes, ribs, brisket cuts.
That's a shame.
They also want to point out that people, like me, sometimes love to freeze cuts of meat for future use.
Ooh, racist.
So if you put some away in the backup freezer, you may want to check that as well. But there you go. Humongous raw beef recall, 62,000 pounds. Check it, 788, and thank me for Memorial Day.
Can we just go ahead and ask Sean a very personal question since, I don't know, we're on 100,000 watts of FM power and listening around the world on radio.com. How much do you spend a week on meat?
It's not a week. If it's a month, because I go and buy in bulk, I'm going to go and, you know, stock up, and I overload the fridge and overload the freezer.
So you buy it like once a month then?
Yes.
Okay.
How much?
So let's see.
This is interesting because I bet you Sean spends way more on meat than I spend on golf.
Let's just say today I'm going to go to the store. I will definitely get one brisket. That's probably $80. Then I'm going to get, they always get you with these steak sales, man. Like you don't want it, you don't need it. But you're going to go and get the ribeye caps.
Buy one, get one steak?
You can get the, no, you can get the fillets.
That's for us poor folks.
Yeah.
Us beef peasants.
So I'll probably say like another 50 in two packages of steaks. And then you got to get packages of chicken wings.
Oh, you got to.
Wings are my favorite. Not those stupid drumsticks. What? Gosh, there's nothing more annoying than the whole wing.
You want the whole wing?
I don't. I said there's nothing worse.
Isn't the drumstick just the leg, though?
Yes, I messed up. The whole.
Oh, yeah, totally with you.
The whole wing?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Awful. But the party packs that you can get, they're broken up into just the little wing and the drumstick.
So you're saying—
got to get those.
$300-$400 a month on beef?
A new thing I've been making is really good is pork belly.
A little fatty.
You got to render the fat out.
Render?
Yep.
What, does that mean cut?
Nope. And then you can throw on some beef ribs. Beef ribs is the expensive one. Really expensive.
That's the thing I didn't like.
You didn't like the beef rib? Yeah. Yes. So probably at the end name, we calculated a decent amount.
That's not a number. But, that's a word.
But I justify it. Like, it lasts me forever. As you've known through expiration food topics on this show, it's going to last me 7 days, if not more, after I cook it.
Especially with the patented burp of those Tupperware containers.
Yes.
Got to have it.
So that's my grilling for the weekend.
Okay.
Now, This is something.
Now, okay, now where do I find the meat number on the pack?
I'm just going to assume it's on, you know, where all the words and all right. letters are.
Very good.
That's right. I'm assuming.
Way to narrow it down.
I can't absolutely pinpoint it. So I'm okay. not trying to totally
no,
be a
I get
smart
it.
Ass.
I get it.
But someone will send us a picture. 788. Now.
Did you narrow it down or marrow it down?
Hey, but people like marrow.
I do.
Very expensive, though.
It's really good.
You don't get a lot of it.
No.
And now something you've been warning us about since day one of this show, stay away from the lakes.
Oh, yes.
Man, y'all are ruining this weekend.
Well, if you want to be able to go to work on Tuesday, don't go to a lake this weekend. Holiday weekend on a lake, big mistake, past like 8 a.m.
This is from Amanda Guerra, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Several closures on lakes in North Texas this weekend. Louisville.
Oh, that is the party lake.
Several parks and ramps closed. Little Elm, Hickory Creek, open. She also said, when I'm saying closed, that means everything is closed.
Oh.
Boat ramps, parks, beaches. Louisville, Grapevine, closed.
Oh, that's a good lake.
Joe Pool. There's a lake named Joe Pool. That's cool.
Yeah, Joe Pool down in Arlington.
All boat ramps closed. Some parks, beaches are open. Benbrook, closed.
Never been to Benbrook. That's a new one.
Lavon.
Lake Lavon.
Lake Lavon.
Lavon?
Yeah, Lake Lavon.
Several parks closed, one ramp closed.
Lake Lavon, good fishing lake right there.
Why are they? Are they because of the rain? Too high of water?
Yes.
Oh.
Dude, so yes. A couple weeks back, and it's only worse now, I had a baseball tournament at Oak Grove in Grapevine. Okay, it's on the south side of Grapevine Lake. And there's those, like, they're you know, permanent structures, these tents. All you could see was the top of the tent sticking out of the water. The lake level at Grapevine is like 30 feet high. We're talking you're drifting back 100 feet onto the beach and the parking lot. It's ridiculous how high the water is. The boats are out of the marina in some parts. Mm. They're set up like just parked alongside Oak Grove Park's road. It's crazy, man. Like the water's gotten so high.
What about my town's lake? Anything on there about Lake Ray Hubbard?
Oh, I don't have anything on Lake Ray Hubbard. I assume the yachts are still free to pass through.
There's not yachts.
Yeah.
There's like three. You guys should come out to Lake Ray Hubbard then this weekend. Come out there to the rock. We'll go to the harbor. I'll have my kids out there. We'll hang out by the lake. We'll go eat Brad Sham.
What?
Oh, yeah. The
That burger?
Rodeo Goat. They opened up on the harbor, and Brad Sham has his own freaking burger.
I am going to Rockwall today.
Are you hanging out with Ben and Skin today?
No. Hell no.
What?
Although with Ben Rogers, I am getting a Ben Rogers connection. I have to go and purchase some things that could be one of the most painful things for me to buy. Patio furniture. Have you seen different pricing on patio furniture?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Absolutely have.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's ridiculous.
And I am not taking care. I'm not a pack it all away in the winter guy. I'm not I should take care of my stuff better guy. So
you just buy new stuff every year.
Every summer I gotta get the new pool rafts. And my couches are stained.
Uh-huh.
And some of the wicker has splintered. So like I have not taken care of it well enough so that I have to repurchase every summer.
Every summer, repurchase patio furniture.
Well, no, not everything, but some things.
All right.
You know, it looks a little dingy. It looks a little beaten up.
Okay.
So that today is going to be my painful experience.
I would assume with the amount of crawfish that's usually made at your house and vomit that's propelled, you're spending money on cushions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I took this power washer to my cushions once.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No, it ripped up the fabric.
It doesn't work.
It ripped the whole.
It rips them apart.
It totally ripped the fabric up.
No, you don't put a power washer on your... No.
So I'm going to go pool and grill, although now awesome. It's looking cloudy as F out there.
It's just this morning. It's going to clear up this afternoon.
It's funny you mentioned the patio furniture. Like, I'm scared. I have these chairs. I don't even want to put them outside. I leave them in the house.
Dude.
I don't want them to get weather because they're made of wood.
Wait, you have your patio furniture in your house?
They're fold up. They're wicker chairs. Not wicker chairs. They're like wood.
Yeah.
And they fold up. I said, screw it. I'm leaving him in the house.
That is
I'll take
totally
him out when I need
a distraction
him.
From the point. Like, you have patio furniture in your house? Yeah, it folds. So?
Yeah, I don't want them to get damaged. What? They're going to last forever now.
And this is not this is not a sponsor of mine. I could see it with that price. I'm talking like crazy. But Barbecues Galore told me to stop by and see what's up.
Oh, Barbecues Galore.
Okay, very nice.
Closest location to me, Rockwall.
Oh, you mean the one that's off of Interstate 30?
Yeah.
That's right there in Rockwall, which Ben and Skin will be out today from 3 to 7.
You know what you need? Do you have a gas drop?
Who?
Do you have a gas drop?
Yeah, tacos.
Like a natural gas drop?
What?
I don't know.
A line? Like, do you have a propane tank or a natural gas hookup? Because you can get one of those patio furnitures that's got the built-in fire pit.
Basically, do you have a pipe coming out of a piece of brick?
And you can hook it right up there.
Gas. I don't think you do.
I don't think so.
No.
That's what I'd go with. Barbecues Galore. That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
So I need to go there before 3 today.
Why before 3?
I don't want to see this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.